It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a privilege it is to be able to study God's Word. Did you know that God speaks to you? Well, that is, if you're saved. And if you're not saved, He speaks to you as well by telling you that you need to be born again. You need to trust Jesus as Savior. But many times as saved people, we forget the fact that God speaks to us. And He speaks to us through His Word. But I wonder how many times you speak to God. Well, you know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Well, we live in a day and time when things are really going bad, it would seem. And I'm speaking of right now, these things that we're going through in this world, in our country. We think of our country as going through a difficult time. Well, this has happened throughout all of history. People have always gone through difficult times. But we are to pray to God. We're to be careful for nothing. In other words, don't get so upset that it stops you from serving God. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, prayer. That's talking with God, telling God your needs. In other words, He knows who He is, and He knows your needs, but He wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear it from me. He wants to hear my needs. And He wants me to let Him know that I know who He is, that He's my God, He's my Savior, He's my Heavenly Father, He's my all in all. And we need to talk to God like that, telling Him how much we appreciate Him. And one of these days, we're going to see Him personally, and we're going to be able to thank Him for sending His only begotten Son to this earth to die for sinful man. And I thank God that He did not remain dead, but Jesus Christ is alive. Well, the verse in Philippians, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication." When we have difficult times, we're to pray. We're not to get so concerned that we stop serving God. In everything by prayer and supplication, praying for other people. We don't many times think of other individuals as we're praying because we're selfish people. We want to pray for ourselves, but sometimes we just forget to pray for others. But we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to pray that the Word of God would go forth and that people would be saved. Supplication. And then it says, "With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." God, I thank You that You're a God who answers prayers. I thank You, Lord, that You are my Heavenly Father and You love me. And I'm asking You these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that You would Lord, would You answer my prayer request today? Now, if we pray and we go to the Lord in prayer with thanksgiving, with supplication, we talk to Him, we ask for, help for other individuals, and we thank God that He's going to do what's right because He's God. He's going to take care of us, and He's going to do the things that's necessary in our lives that we could be able to serve Him, and that, once again, that other individuals might come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, forgive me for getting off the subject here, but that is really in our subject as we're studying in the book of Ephesians, because each time that we study the Word of God, we need to go to the Lord in prayer and ask His blessings. And I do that. And in fact, let's do that together right now. Father, thank You today for this privilege. Thank You, Lord, for allowing us to come to You and thanking You, Lord, for being so good to us. Lord, things are looking bleak, but Lord, we know that You're in charge and we have nothing to fear. We don't have to go about wringing our hands and Lord, just wondering what tomorrow is going to bring, although we do wonder, Lord. But we don't have to get so concerned about this life, Lord, that we forget about the life You are giving us later on when this life is finished. Father, I'm thankful today that You've saved my soul. And I'm thankful that one day I'm going to see You personally, and I'll be able to thank You personally for saving my soul. And Lord, I pray for those who are listening today, for that individual, Lord, who needs a touch from you today. May you help that individual or whatever the problem may be, sickness. Maybe it's a financial problem. Lord, I know that you're in control, and I pray that you would help that individual according to your will. And Father, for that person who is ill today, I pray for that individual that you would have your way in that life. And if it be your will, may you touch them and help them to recover whatever they're going through, Lord. Help them. And Father, we do thank you for loving us so much. I praise you today, and I give you all the glory for Jesus' sake. Amen. And as we study the scriptures, we need to be able to thank the Lord for everything that he's given us. And we need to be able to thank him especially for the word he's given us. He's not left us in this world just thrashing about, not knowing the things of God. Because as we've been studying in the book of Ephesians, it talks about the things that all wisdom in verse 8, it says, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us. That means we know certain things now because we know Jesus is our Savior. In verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Anytime you read the word mystery in the scripture, that means it's getting ready to be unfolded to you or explained to you, or that it has already been explained. Verse 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will that every single person in this world would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It says the mystery of his will, and it's also the mystery of his will it's been made known to us as saved people because his will is for us to serve him and to once again do the things that he would have us to do according to the scripture. Verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. And that's the reason when I pray, I say, Lord, if it be your will. We need to pray that way, because when we pray that way, we can't go wrong, because we're saying, Lord, have your way, and may you receive all the honor and glory. Verse 10 of chapter 1 of Ephesians goes on to say that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, that's a certain period of time, and I believe that this is the culmination of the dispensations, the dispensation of time, in other words, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Notice verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Well, there's that word inheritance again. We've covered that in another lesson, but we are already just as good as being the person who's inherited. And what is that inheritance? Well, that inheritance, now we have a free gift, and that free gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We do nothing to earn that, and actually we do nothing to earn the inheritance that he's giving us. We have it right now. Before a person can inherit something, the person who's leaving the inheritance must die. Well, Jesus Christ went to the cross. He gave his life for us. He died. And because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we not only have eternal life, we have an inheritance. That inheritance will never pass away. That inheritance is waiting for us in heaven. And it's just as right now, in the sight of God, we're already there. But one day we're going to realize that personally, that we have an inheritance. It says in verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We don't have to wait for it. We have it. And you say, well, I'm not very rich. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have this. Well, this inheritance goes beyond these earthly things that we look at as human beings. We don't fully understand everything that God has for us. In fact, I don't think we would be able to contain ourselves if we would realize and understand what lies ahead for us in eternity, but with Jesus Christ in glory, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance right now, being predestinated. What are we being predestinated for? Our inheritance. It's predestinated. God has planned this from the foundation of the world. And I quickly add once again, he does not choose certain people to be saved and certain people to be lost. The Calvinist would have you to believe that Jesus Christ only chooses certain individuals. Well, the Bible says that he came to seek and to save those who were lost. The Bible also says, and Jesus speaking, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me, not just a few. Jesus was lifted up. He was lifted up on the cross of Calvary. And he's lifted up to heaven right now, and he's still praying for people. He's still asking the Father, please, Father, save these individuals because of my shed blood. And I believe that each time that we pray for a lost soul, Jesus Christ is there making intercession, and he's saying, Lord, I pray that these individuals, as the Holy Spirit speaks to their heart, may they trust me as Lord and Savior. See, the Holy Spirit, he's the one who deals with the heart of individuals, not only the saved people, but also the unsaved. He lets people know that they need a Savior and that Jesus Christ is that Savior. Well, this is predestinated. It was decided before the foundation of the world that Jesus Christ would come into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. Verse 11 again says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. It's through God's will that anything is accomplished for him. And everything that we do in this life should be for him. And I've had people ask me and say to me, how do I pray for the right things in my life? I simply say that you need to pray. And when something comes into your life that you need prayer about, I believe that you need to have the attitude, not only just saying the words, God, if it be your will, but mean it in your heart. God, have your way. I pray that your will would be done. Jesus told the disciples to pray like that. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is what and how we need to pray as we go to the Lord in prayer. Thy will be done. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory. In other words, do the things that he wants us to do, but we want him to have the praise. We want to have a good reputation, a good testimony to the people of this world, and not only to the unsaved, but to the saved, to our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. We've trusted in Jesus Christ, and therefore we can be praised to his glory. We can bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God, our Heavenly Father, by doing the things that he wants us to do in his will. Verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Some would say, if I do something wrong after I get saved, does that mean I've got to get saved all over again? And if I die without confessing a certain thing, and I always use this illustration, you stub your toe and you may say something that's off color, that's not right. And some people say, well, you're lost, you're on your way to hell. Well, you need to get things right with God after you do something like that, because if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But that verse 13, says that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. What are we promised? We have been promised eternal life once we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And the Holy Spirit's seal cannot be broken. He's God. No one can break that seal because he's God. He has sealed us until the day of redemption. One of these days we're going to be completely redeemed. This body is going to be changed and we'll be in heaven with our Heavenly Father.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.